Yep, I'm Bryce Cunningham. I'm a dairy farmer in Malton.
Excellent. So obviously this morning we're hearing that there's a growing problem of mental health problems in young, particularly young farmers. What is the situation? I mean, what's causing that?
Well, basically, at the moment, farming's incredibly difficult. There's various issues. There's issues with the price we're selling produce for, whether that's in a dairy farm, whether it's a beef farm, a sheep farm. The UK at the minute's overrun with imports from other countries. It's getting very difficult to sell your produce for a price that's sustainable. Again, it's weather's always an issue in a farm. Last year was a very wet summer. It was difficult to harvest crops. It was difficult to keep animals out grazing all year. There's various issues that mainly financial issues that keep things quite difficult.
And it's just a case of all these things keep melting out mm-hmm. up and people are getting to breaking point almost.
Yes, absolutely. Just to give you an example, in the dairy industry at the minute, I mean, everyone is quite aware of what's happening, but at this very moment in time, we're just heading into what's known as the spring flush. It's when the most amount of milk in the UK is being processed. This is now, the price that I'm being paid myself is the lowest price this farm's had in the past 30 years. We're currently being paid between 10 and 12 pence a litre. This time last year we were hitting 15 pence a litre, which we thought was terrible then. It's even worse now. Me myself, I've sold in the region of 100 cows. I'm trying to sell some land. I'm trying to cut down my projects here. Things are just, they're not paying at all. It's just not sustainable at the moment.
And obviously, you know, at the tail end of last year, start of this year, there was a lot of information getting flooded into people in the media about the price you guys were getting paid for milk and stuff like that. That's kind of died down a little bit now. Mm. Do you feel that maybe people have forgotten about you a wee bit?
I don't really feel that people have forgotten about it. I think things have died down because as an industry, we're looking at better ways to promote home produce. For example, there's a lot of movement in social media. Last week or the week before, there was a huge protest in London. There was thousands of farmers turning up to London. We're always on the red tractor trail. We're trying to promote British produce, trying to explain that British produce is the best in the country. We're working away, trying to educate the consumer, trying to get things improved for the sector.
So as an Ayrshire farmer in your network, what are you hearing from other people about how they're feeling and how the economy just now is kind of impacting on them and how it's affecting their mental health?
Well, a lot of people at the moment are just, they are at rock bottom at the minute. I'm speaking to people daily who are just, you know, they don't know what to do. They've had their farm's been in their family 5, 6, 7 generations. There's cow families have been built up over 100 years. They just don't know what to do. They can't sell up because a lot of land isn't moving because people know farming is not a good thing to get into, so it's not selling for a price that they need it to sell for, to perhaps pay off bank debt, to pay off maybe creditors that have built up over time. For example, animal feed is hugely expensive. It's the biggest expense on farm normally, and that can run into tens of thousands of pounds every month. So, you know, if you're not being paid at the end, it's getting more and more difficult to pay people who are supplying you. And obviously, the suppliers are not getting a good time of it either. You know, they are supplying farmers and they're saying, look, what's happening here? When are we getting paid? How much are we getting paid? It's just an ongoing cycle.
And you mentioned young farmers there whose farms have been in generations for, you know, 5, 6, 7 generations. Mm. Do you think part of the problem and the reason that they're feeling these mental health issues and some of them are leading to things like depression and suicide is because they feel like failures because they are the next generation of farmer and they're not able to make a success of it?
Yeah, well, I mean, one large fear in farming is you do not want to be the generation that sold the farm. You know, so there's that sort of mental block there. You don't want to be the one who failed. And especially when, you know, if you're in a farm, your grandfather, your great-grandfather has built up the name of the farm, you know, the region, they've bought the land, they've done this, they've done that. You know, it's a serious thing you've got to kind of go through. Plus, me myself, I've got a year-old son, so, you know, I want the farm to be here for him to try and farm if he should want to do that. You know, that's something you want to do for the next generation as well.
So it's not just a kind of financial problem, so to speak. It's like all these other factors, your family factors and all that kind of thing that kind of, it's obviously compounding on some people.
Yes, absolutely. It's a whole. So sometimes these farms don't just have a farmer; they have a farming family. So, for example, I mean, I'm the farmer here, but my wife will feed calves. My mother comes in to help out. My sister helps with paperwork. You know, it's a family business. It's not just one man, one business. I know plenty of businesses where they employ perhaps there's the father who's a farmer, there's two sons who are maybe have a part-time job, they work on the farm, the wife does something, the cousins do something, you know, it's a whole family business. It's something that a lot of farms are really struggling with at the minute.